This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Let's talk about greed. Ugly, naked, unbridled greed. The kind of greed where you just shake your head and you say, gosh, I like money, but I'm not that greedy.
No.
We're going to talk about Disney. Disney Plus are cracking down on password sharing. Now, I can respect that. If people are stealing their product, I can understand. You might say, you know what? We'll make more money. We stop these people from stealing. But that's not all they're doing. They're going to crack down on password sharing and raise their prices at the same time. Doesn't it seem like one or the other would do what they're shooting for? If you raise your prices, you could continue to let people go ahead and use passwords. Or if you stop the password sharing, you don't need to raise your prices. But no, Disney's going for the double. They're whammying you in both sides.
That Mickey Mouse.
You know, if people would just cancel, then they'll realize their mistake. But people don't.
Well, how are you going to get your Star Wars on if you cancel?
You got to sacrifice.
I did cancel. And I can't cancel now because I already canceled. I canceled when they picked a fight with Florida over laws. And I'm like, that ain't Disney's place. So I just dropped them right then. But I will say, if you want to cancel Disney and you've already canceled Disney, you can cancel Hulu. And that's owned by Disney, too.
Okay, I don't have Hulu. So
you've already done it. Good job.
I told them. Yeah, I never even joined.
There you go. I find it amazing that these people, they said there was also a plan that if you get caught, they were going to make you watch Cars 2, but they finally decided that was too cruel. Not going to do that. But no, I can't believe that they literally come in and not just do they say, okay, we want to be fair about this. We're going to stop this password sharing. But they also are greedy enough to raise the price at the same time.
But Netflix did that and everyone kept their Netflix.
Right.
And I understand why they do it. I mean, you should have known this was coming because Netflix did. But I was dog sitting and I know I've watched Netflix at this guy at my friend's house. Well, they must have been watching Netflix while they were traveling.
Yeah.
Because it would not let me sign into Netflix.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I just wanted to bring up his account.
Yeah.
And it says, you're not authorized. You must be, are you traveling? And I'm like, oh, they must be watching it somewhere else. And now they look like sharing passwords.
So inconsiderate of them. Like, gosh, get off your Netflix.
Honestly, I wish they would just either do the pay service or do the commercial service. Because I don't mind sitting through some commercials.
I do.
And watching my show. And not have to pay because you get, I mean, you got Hulu, you got Amazon, you got Netflix, you got Disney, you got all those. Before you know it, you're paying $500 a month just for entertainment.
Well, and Prime is doing commercials, even though you pay for Prime, is insane.
That ain't right
allowed
either.
That's
crazy.
Netflix has a plan like that, too.
Prime has lied from day one because when I first joined Prime, you got unlimited music. And now you've got to pay extra to get the unlimited music because they only let you listen to so many. And then they make you listen to songs that you'd even ask to listen to. So I don't even listen to Amazon Music anymore.
It's like a little gateway, too, is what they do. They started off, hey, you know what? You can sign up for $5 a month.
Yeah.
And then, you know, 6 years later, it's $55 a month because you're sucked in and you can't get rid of it.
I feel like you might have gotten taken advantage of.
I would pay $55 a month because I watch Netflix all the time.
Yeah. Oh, so he's talking about for music, right?
I'm talking about for everything.
For anything.
Yeah.
For
everything.
And it's funny that people used to complain about paying a cable bill. So they started getting rid of cable and then started adding these services. And like you said, now they got five or six, seven services that's more expensive than just having cable.
And what tier do you want on the cable thing, too? You want the big, fancy one?
I don't know. I don't need one with sports.
Oh, they got all those different tiers. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I can help you out with your bill if you want to lose half of your service.
See, and why don't they just let you pick the channels that you want?
Yes.
I mean, because even like with cable, you got all these channels and you know, you only watch 10, maybe 5 of them.
There's a reason for that. It's because they're trying to get those other channels watched more. So they make you throw them in.
Yeah.
And it's like so the good shows basically subsidize the crappy shows and you don't have a choice.
Best way to get your shows and entertainment for free and your music is just to listen to us here on the Hawk and Tom Show.
Not as good.
But it's free.
It's free. Yes. I mean, you get what you pay for.
Wow. We need to hire you guys for our marketing team.
Oh, we need to hire a marketing team.
Yeah, I know. I was being sarcastic.
We should raise our prices. We should double it, right?
We're going to double free to free.
Okay, listen, we're not that low, but we are going to start cracking down on password sharing.
You have to have a password to listen to us?
Online.
I don't even know that.
Yeah.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, 16% of Americans say they keep these in their glove box in their car.
Their gloves. Are you serious?
Yes.
I was joking.
Ain't that funny? I'm like, we call it a glove box.
That's because that's what it was made for originally.
Really?
Yeah, they have for ladies to put. Because you remember back in the old days, they wore gloves and hats and all that crap all the time.
And they were fancier.
Right. Okay. Yeah. And so they would literally put their gloves in that little box.
Are you making that up? Because no. I'm thinking.
He sounds confident.
I know, because I'm thinking. It was probably driving gloves they would put in there to get a better grip on the steering wheel. When
that first because at 20 miles an hour, they had to hang on to that thing.
Well, you never know.
I kind of feel like.
Listen, I'm making up my own story, too.
So I don't think mine's made up.
I think it is. But you think about it, there's not a lot of people that have gloves in their glove box.
It was originally intended to store driving gloves.
You lie. You just made that up.
Now he's Googling it.
I'm Googling it. I don't trust Kato.
Since most cars were early were open to the elements and prone to breakdowns, drivers needed a plan to store their gloves, and they wore gloves to keep their hands clean.
I feel smarter than Tom.
I'm still looking at that.
Yeah, but you know what? There's a lot of unusual things people keep in their glove box. Have you looked in your glove box lately? Now, you shouldn't probably leave the title of your car in there. That's not too wise.
No.
Because someone could steal it, and then they have your car at that point.
Who has a title?
I have my titles.
Yeah. Do you really?
Yeah.
You paid off your cars?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I make the minimum monthly payment every month.
Well, I do, too.
Well, Tori, what are you looking so weird for? You're confused.
I'm about to say something dumb again. Which one's the title?
That's
is that the one that just says what it is?
It.
Oh, okay, then I don't have that.
You own it.
Okay,
if you're making payments.
You're thinking of registration, probably.
Yeah.
And when it comes to that, 94% of people say they keep their proof of insurance and a registration in their vehicle.
That's where you're supposed to kind of keep it.
In the glove box.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how many times do you have, like, the old one in there, and when the police officer asks, you're like, oh, here's one. Oh, that's out of date. Pick one. Anyone. Any registration right here.
But usually the new one's in there, too, but I may keep the old ones in there because I just add the new one to a little pack.
Well, they add them to your phone now, but there's, like, a trick to that. If you're going to give them your phone, you want to lock it so it can only show them.
I would never do that.
I would be afraid of that, too. I just took the ticket for not having the current card.
Okay. I check mine. I have sunglasses in mine and a bunch of napkins, which is kind of weird.
Yeah. I got bumper stickers in case I run into listeners. Well, I always can give them a B93.7 sticker.
Now, Tom, you still have a gun in your glove box?
I might.
Okay. It's a gun box. That's what Tom's is.
I have a permit.
Well, 71% of people keep tissues and napkins in their glove box. A bunch of them, too. It's kind of like being at the drive-thru. You need a napkin? No, I'm good. I got some straws, too. You won't want those.
People are called moms.
Yeah. And an unusual thing that is related is toilet paper. Some people keep toilet paper in their glove box.
What? Well, some people have tummy issues.
Okay.
Are you getting caught on the side of the road?
Those people are prepared, man.
And I'll keep some wet wipes in there. Now, that would be a good idea.
My glove box is not big enough to hold one of those mega rolls.
Okay. 53% of people keep a flashlight in their glove box or tools.
I do have a flashlight in there.
I have an emergency toolkit in mine. 47% of the people do keep sunglasses in there, and then 38% keep first aid kits in their glove box, which makes sense.
Never thought about that.
Yeah, because you never know when you might, you know, I don't know, get a paper cut or something while you're driving.
I can't tell you what's in my glove box. I have no idea, but I can tell you center console is full of junk I don't
need. Oh, yeah, and it overflows. Yes. It's like, you know what, that's like your kitchen junk drawer. You get in the console, and you're like, you can spend days in there.
Yeah, you're shoving stuff in, trying to close it. You're like, get back in there.
Okay, I don't have that problem. I can tell you everything in that middle console.
Well, you're organized, Kato.
Yeah, I have sanitizer. I have change.
I feel
pens,
like you're judging
paper.
A little bit.
Do you ever look at it and think, man, I'm the odd one?
No, well, no, because I know what I got.
Okay, yeah.
It's like my console's sick and it threw up in my car. It's like just spilling over.
Yeah.
So other unusual things, people that say they keep ketchup packets and mustard packets in there.
In the
those
hot
people
days
are lying. They just left them and forgot.
You're probably right.
Hot days of summer, your car gets so hot, it's just baking that ketchup.
Okay,
and
though.
Mayonnaise.
You know what? You forget to get that mustard packet at Sam's or Costco when you get that hot dog and you get in your car and you're like, I need some mustard.
And that's good that it's getting cooked every day. Get rid of the germs that just grew overnight.
It'll probably expand. You know, you had that ketchup pack in our office forever.
It was like a balloon.
It was a balloon. It was about to pop.
All right. What are people keeping in their glove box beside gloves? Lint rollers were mentioned, which I think that's very handy.
Oh,
that's kind of extreme.
Why?
I mean, to have a lint roller in there, that's a lot of space.
If you have, well, they make travel ones. Yeah. If you have an animal, you need it.
The travel size.
Yeah. And probably people with suits, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the reasons why I didn't think of that, because I don't wear suits.
See, and I don't need a first aid kit. I just go from here to home.
I'll be honest. I'd like to just dress it up, just pop my hood too and have a big full length mirror right there before I go in somewhere. I'm going to church, make sure I still look good. I didn't wrinkle my shirt on the way to church,
oh,
did
that's
I?
Funny.
All right. Toothpicks were mentioned. Anything, I guess, that has to do with that. Or a toothbrush, which is weird.
Depends.
You brushing your teeth in your car?
They make those things you can brush your teeth with.
I guess.
They're pretty cool.
All right. And then moms, I guess, apparently are bringing emergency diapers in their glove box.
Good idea.
Smart.
Very good idea. And barf bags. I guess, for long trips, like if you're on an airplane.
Have y'all seen those motion sickness goggles?
I saw your picture.
So I got some because I get so motion sickness. I was the person who had to carry those barf bags around. They actually work.
Huh.
You look ridiculous, but it works.
They make you get motion sickness?
They help prevent it.
Oh.
You have to show them the picture.
I got them in my purse.
We gotta try it.
Hang on.
Yeah. All right. While Tori's digging through her purse.
She needs that while she drives, but she also needs the barf bag in the back seat for the passengers.
Well, you got little kids that get sick sometimes on long trips.
I've ridden with her. I needed that bag.
First of all, I am Mario Andretti. Thank you very much.
All right.
And you want to talk about junk? You dig through that purse.
Well, and they also say in their glove box they keep lotion, emergency lotion.
These are like those fake glasses I used to wear that made me look like I was, oh my God, it's got four eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
They actually don't look bad.
So have to a picture of this.
It has four lens, two that look out like regular glasses and two on the side. And what does that help you do?
It just, the liquid balances. So it helps the disconnect between your eyes and your brain.
So you don't get sick on car rides.
Yeah.
Turn your head a little sideways so I get that side. There we go. So people can see just how dumb these look.
Someone said I look like a minion.
You do.
That's your Halloween costume.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, imagine these while a night out. I bet they'd help, Kato.
Not to get you a date.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW,
the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I think I just saw one of the craziest ideas ever online. It's a guy who got on a roller coaster and gave himself a tattoo of a roller coaster.
That's funny.
He actually rode the ride with a tattoo pin and gave himself a tattoo while he was on the roller coaster. I would think that would be a bad tattoo.
And yet they pitched a fit when I had my little fanny pack and I was trying to ride the roller coaster.
Right? They cheated and brought all those things on.
Yeah.
It's a funny video. I will grant that. They snuck this thing on. He sits down in his shorts and he starts carving his thing on his leg while he's going down the roller coaster.
You don't throw up.
No, he's shivering. Like he was like, and so as they're doing that, he didn't get finished on the first ride. So they had to go back around, go online and do it again and finish the tattoo.
I thought it looked cute.
It did turn out pretty good, actually.
Tattoo.
So he was a tattoo artist, I'm guessing.
Well, he could draw.
Okay. I assume.
I'll be honest. I get all these offers on Amazon for tattoo pins, and I'm like, I don't know what makes them think I know how to do tattoos.
But wouldn't it be fun just to try?
But you can get them delivered straight to your house, apparently.
The reason why you get those, Tom, is because of the adult coloring that you did. You went through that phase of adult coloring, and they kept track of that, saying, this guy's good at coloring. He might be good at tattooing as well.
I don't know about your logic, if that's even called logic, but maybe.
It is logic.
Sounded good.
Yeah, because, I mean, honestly, you would sit in here and you would color.
I'm just not so sure that their algorithm says he liked to draw in flowers and dolphins, and now we think he's a tattoo artist.
Yeah. And what happened to that phase? You used to come in with artwork every day.
I don't start it back up.
They complained and whined, you're distracting us. Your drawing is distracting.
Now, the drawing wasn't. You was not. You were making no eye contact.
You were doodling.
You had your head down the whole time.
And
see, it's just like
we were raising our hands to
talk,
and you would just start talking because you didn't know anybody had their hands raised.
I also loved when you're in the middle of a sentence, and he would hold up his artwork in your face like a proud kindergartner.
Yeah, it's like, okay, Tom, we'll put that on the refrigerator in the lobby.
Nothing you've described here would make anyone think I could do tattoos.
No, I don't.
I mean, that's a good little stunt, though, to get some publicity, I guess.
This guy, he definitely is able to do it. I was impressed with how it turned out because I really didn't think it would look that good, but it ended up being okay. I mean, it had a little bit of places where he might have hit a bump or something, but makes sense for a roller coaster tattoo, actually.
Well, yeah, and it looks kind of cartoonish. Like, that was the vibe he was going for, so it kind of works. It is a cute tattoo.
Yeah. Oh, so how they got him on this thing is they pushed him in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
So that way he was able to hide all of his tattoo stuff in the wheelchair.
Wow. And by the way, I have friends that say they're going to do that at the theme parks because you get to go to the front of the line. You get special attention just pretending that you need a wheelchair.
That's wrong.
I said, I'm not going to push you through a park. You better get an electric
one. That's just wrong.
Yeah, I feel like if you do that, you're going to have to answer to St. Peter at the pearly gates, explain exactly what on earth you were thinking.
Yeah, and you know it won't be long before then they're trying to ban wheelchairs, so then people who actually need them can't use them in a park anymore.
All right.
How many people in the grocery stores really need that little rascal?
Not everybody.
My dad called two ladies out, called them lazy.
Okay. You want to be careful. I just now saw the tattoo, and you guys said it was pretty good.
It's a little cartoon.
It's cute.
It's cute.
It's like a stick figure.
It looks like that video game where you try to make the guy crash into everything.
Yeah.
And it's a stick figure dude.
Yes.
It's like a dad or something. So, but I mean, it's for what it is, it's pretty cool.
I mean, the roller coaster probably lasted a minute. 2 minutes, so it's pretty good for that fast.
I mean, where do you go from there? Like a guy getting a tattoo on a roller coaster. I'm like, some of the more extreme things you could do on a roller coaster. Like, you know, people kiss. I know they kiss on the Ferris wheel. Probably have kissed on a roller coaster or something like that. And you hit your mouth together and bruise your lip.
Chip a tooth.
Could chip a tooth like that. What's something else you could go like this extreme that you could do on a roller coaster?
Deliver a baby in the loop.
There you go.
Yeah.
How about that?
Doctor could be on the bottom loop. Just catch it on the way down.
Oh, my God. And right when the camera takes the picture.
Yeah.
Like catching the kid.
Yeah. You'd have to buy that picture. That's one you would buy.
Yeah. All of those.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I have been doing this wrong. I have not been cleaning this like I should. You probably haven't been cleaning yours like you should either.
Your plates after you finish eating?
No. No, it's not that. But you are getting you're on the right track. I thought you might think about the shower.
Dory had some kind of food just sitting here, like just two pieces.
Because sometimes chicken gets too chickeny. So I looked at those. It looked too chickeny, and I set it aside. Leave me alone.
That chicken is too chickeny.
Yeah, you get the ick.
Okay.
It's a thing.
I'm
going to
write that down. Too chickeny.
I don't like chicken gristle. Like if I'm start to chew on it and I'm like, oh man, I get sick.
I will say one of the pieces is like it's
gristly.
Okay.
Chickeny.
Not going to do it.
And Tom, quite frankly, when it comes to cleaning plates and bowls and stuff like that, you really don't need to be calling anybody out.
That's my point. She's not cleaning her plate. She's leaving two pieces of chicken out.
Hold on. This is the lid to my bowl, and I saw those pieces. I did not chew on them. They were not in my mouth. I saw them in the bowl. I thought they looked too chickeny, so I set them aside.
So now we can get down to business. Are you going to eat all that?
I'm so sick of you.
She's got two pieces of chicken right there.
I know, right?
You can have them.
Tom wants those chickeny pieces of chicken.
There.
Yes. I like that. I'm going to start using that word. It looks too chickeny.
It's a thing. It's like eggs get too eggy.
Very
chicken
chickeny.
Gets too
that really ain't a thing.
It is a thing.
No. You know what? I've never heard anybody go, you know what? I'm sorry to complain at a restaurant. These eggs taste like eggs. They're just too eggy for me. I need you to return them to the chef.
Now
recook these eggs. They're too eggy.
Fish can be that way.
Fish can be too fishy.
What's the difference?
I've never heard of chicken being too chickeny, or I may have heard of eggs.
Yeah, it gets like a weird gaminess to it.
Oh, okay. All right.
And by the way, Tom, he didn't mean cleaning your plate. We know you clean your plate. It's cleaning up after.
Yeah.
You're talking about those two nasty bowls still
that
in our office.
That has mold in them.
I can't believe y'all had done something about those.
I'm going to throw them away.
I'll be honest. I'm afraid to open the microwave now after this research. When's the last time you cleaned your microwave? That's what I've been doing wrong.
Don't open his microwave, his toaster oven, or his refrigerator. And that is the nastiest corner of our office. Did you see those breadcrumbs all in front of that toaster?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's nice to put my bagels in that toaster, though, because it comes out tasting like other stuff.
Now we know where the breadcrumbs came from.
Gross.
Thank you. I can't believe that you guys use my stuff and then complain that I don't clean it. You would think the people using it would be like, let's repay Tom for his trouble.
You think that because you allow us to use it, you would be nice enough to clean it for us.
Wow.
Yeah. Sometimes, though, I will say this. When I bring a salad in and I forget my croutons, I just shake that toaster over the top of my salad.
I charge for those.
Yeah. All right. So when's the last time, really, you thought about cleaning your microwave? Because there's a new study. Microbiologists, they got together and found hardy bacteria can survive in your microwave.
All right. I don't even care, because if that's the case, the whole idea of cooking is thrown out the window anyway. If it can survive in a microwave, it won the game.
Okay.
You literally are boiling stuff in there.
But how does it get really dirty? I understand it. I put a napkin or something over everything I warm up so it don't pop all over the microwave.
But you know what? Sometimes it'll pop out the side.
Yeah,
you ever had? And it's like so disrespectful.
I try to tuck in the paper towel.
I did this the other day. I was stupid. But I was going to melt some butter, you know?
You didn't put for 5 minutes, did you?
I just forgot about it because I got to cooking something else. And all of a sudden I come back and it was like a butter shower. Oh. Yeah, it's like a little butter sprinkler in my microwave.
You only need about 20 seconds.
I know that, yeah. So researchers found Klebsiella, also Enterococcus, and Aromamonas in the microwaves, which can pose a health risk, they say, Tom. And this is from several microwaves
Why
that
are you
they
talking
sampled.
To me?
Well, because you said you're okay with these, this Klebsiella and Enterococcus.
I definitely did not say any of those things.
Yeah. Cock-a-doodle-loosh.
Enterococcus and Aromamonas. Or something like
You're
that.
You're just making it worse.
Okay.
I would have said bacteria.
Yeah. Well, they suggest that the bacteria can adapt to even the harshest conditions into your microwave, and they can survive in there. It's important to wipe down the interior surface with a damp cloth after each use of the microwave.
So you're saying bombarding them with microwaves that are so energetic that they cause water to boil doesn't kill them, but a wet, damp cloth, that's the trick.
That is a good point. It's like, you know, let me just wipe it down real quick.
I'm suspicious of something about this.
Have you ever, I've seen worse than your microwave. At a friend's house, I'll go to warm something up, and I'll open it, and I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Oh, that makes me feel so good.
Yeah, I've seen where I don't understand.
You judge, but it's like the fridge friend that you judge. If they got a nasty fridge, you judge them. You look in their microwave, and they got, like, if they got crusty stuff all over the caked up spaghetti sauce and stuff, you're like, bleh.
That crunchy stuff falls from the ceiling of your microwave into your food, and you're like, that's weird. I don't remember adding Parmesan to this.
Y'all reminded me of a girl I dated once, and that was the way her toilet seat lid moved underneath it, and it was like that.
It's a totally different subject.
Yeah. She used, I guess, diet stuff to lose weight, or not diet stuff, but laxative stuff to lose weight.
I was going to ask if that's what's happened when you don't clean the bacteria from your microwave.
You mean
and then
the ammonium
and that.
Yeah.
Well, what's the difference between her toilet and your microwave?
The it's difference
nothing. Is it
I don't cut the
same
in the toilet.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.